So we're doing it again. Another text adventure. My name is Mike Hurley, and I'm joined by Jason Snow and CGP Grey. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Relay FM members, for allowing us to be here again. Thank you so much for your continued support over this year. Welcome to new members as well. I hope that you're going to enjoy this text adventure that we have for you. If you've never heard any of our previous ones, they exist in the members feed for you. You have Spooky Manor and Space Station and Six Gun Showdown, right? That was the first one, wasn't it?
Yep.
They're all available to you. Now, Jason, would you like to reveal to me and Gray what we're going to be playing this year?
Well, first I'll tell you that this comes from a book that you can buy. There's a hardcover and there's a PDF. It's Parsley Games by Jared A. Sorensen, and you can learn more at memento-mori.com. So thank you to Jared.
Yeah, Jared kindly lets us play these, which is very amazing of him to because it would be a lot more work for the Snellotron if he had to create an entire text adventure.
Indeed. Yes. Also, it's a great party game for a large group because you can go around and everybody takes turns. And we've had a lot of fun. We played a bunch of them on the Incomparable Game Show as well. So I highly encourage you to go get the PDF or buy the book that's full of these great party games, originals, but inspired by classic computer text adventures. And now, Mike Gray, it's 1987, and Detective Jack Slade and his partner Jetta Chang must take down a crime boss and restore law and order. This is Danger Town Beatdown.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Rated mature, 16 plus.
That's amazing.
Ooh, Danger Town Beatdown.
That is an awesome name.
I'm very excited about this.
You ready?
I am so ready. I am very ready.
Okay, let's do this.
You're roused from sleep by neon light streaming in through your window. It's 11:58 p.m. Time to start your day. Ugh. There's a closet and a mirror here. Your answering machine is flashing. A door leads out.
I want to take a look in the mirror. Let's get a full-on description of Detective Jack Slade.
I want to know who we are right now. Yeah, look in mirror.
Or I guess we could be Jetta Chang.
Yeah, you don't know, Mike.
I don't know.
Is there a command in there?
Yeah, let's look in the mirror.
Okay, yes. For any new members, Mike and I are very bad at playing this game. and this poor Snellotron has to suffer through our sometimes contradictory ramblings. But yes, I would say look mirror is the command.
You fell asleep wearing your clothes from yesterday. Black jeans and a t-shirt that reads, Gyorga's Gym, Little Italy. You're in good shape, but coffee is required.
Mm. Okay. Should we see what's on the answering machine?
I mean, get coffee should be the first thing to do.
But there isn't coffee in this room.
Oh. Actually, yes. What is the name of the room that we're in? Just bedroom, I guess?
You're in the bedroom. Yeah.
We're in the bedroom.
There's a closet and mirror here. Your answering machine is flashing. A door leads out.
Let's handle the things in this room, right? Clear the room.
Okay. I'm going to bet right now we can't even deal with the answering machine until
coffee is...
But you go ahead.
This is very possible. Can check the answering machine.
The play message button is flashing.
Play messages.
A voice says,
Slade, you're going to pay for shutting down our operation. We have your partner. Bring us the tape. Come alone.
Ooh. Okay. All right, bring us the tape.
Look in closet.
You see a police dress uniform and a leather jacket.
Take police dress uniform. take the leather jacket, right? Come on, right? We've got to.
No, we're...
You put on the leather jacket.
Yeah.
Your keys jingle in the pocket.
There you go. We needed those.
Oh, okay, there we go. Can we put the policeman's uniform in our pocket? Can we take that with us?
You wear your dress blues only for commendations and funerals.
Oh, nice foreshadowing there, Memento Mori.
Right, so we have keys.
Okay.
Making my inventory list now.
Oh yeah, I should. I never do that. I should probably try and do that once.
Inventory. I've got. I'm writing down. Bring us the tape is on there. All right, let's leave this room then.
This is it. Home sweet home. A kettle and some instant coffee are on the counter by the stove. There's a newspaper on the table. Your bedroom door is here. A locked door leads out.
Go brew some coffee. Like, I don't know, get a mug, put the instant coffee in, pour the water in, make coffee.
You perform the sacred ritual. You fill the kettle, set it down on the stovetop to boil, and wait.
Peruse newspaper.
Violent crime is up 8% in Santa Morena. Record-setting high temperatures are expected. The mayor is trying to pass another waterfront development deal, and some masked weirdo is beating up muggers and purse snatchers.
Oh, there's a vigilante in town.
Someone knocks at the door. Slade, open up!
Oh no, we're late on our rent.
Yes! Yes!
Do we want to wait for the coffee to be done, or should we just open the door?
Yeah, I want to know if the coffee's done. Check on coffee status.
Someone knocks on the door. Slade, open up!
Okay. Yell through door?
You can't do that.
Oh, okay. Open door.
I don't know how to do that.
Unlock door with keys?
Yeah, unlock door.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Oh, okay. Ask, who is it?
The door is locked. You see a peephole.
Oh, okay.
Peep through door.
Yeah. You spy through the peephole a large man in a suit holding a baseball bat in his meaty fist.
Uh-oh.
He raps hard on the door. Open up! Let's talk!
I didn't see a gun in our inventory.
I didn't see any kind of weaponry in the entire house, which is silly for a police officer, really, to not have anything.
Yeah, the coffee pot could be a weapon.
That's true. Oh, the newspaper, if you just pull it up tight enough, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. It is possible that we need to procure the baseball bat from the meaty individual.
Yeah.
But there is one thing I want to check first, though. Are there any windows? Accessible windows?
There was a window in your bedroom.
Okay.
Oh.
Because that feels like fire escape exit is what it feels like,
yes,
to me.
The man kicks down the door.
Oopsie.
And
oh,
enters, blocking the exit.
We did that thing again where we took too long.
I don't know. Is there like a click counter going on in the background?
There usually is. I mean, to be honest, though, this time we actually haven't performed any actions, so this guy's just in there. So we now have...
Okay.
Oh. Yes?
That was the click counter.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so now we have a big, meaty individual with a baseball bat in the room with us.
Yeah.
Kettle's boiling, so that's good to know.
Can we say hello?
Boss D says it's time for you to take a little vacation. Maybe a drive up the coast. You come back in a month or two, all refreshed and ready to cooperate. He places an envelope on the table. Consider this an advance to cover gas and tolls.
Oh, I'm slightly confused.
We're trying to be paid off. They want us out of town.
Oh,
somebody does.
Okay.
Somebody
right.
does.
I see. I'm so naive. I didn't know. I didn't realize what was going on in this arrangement.
Do you not understand the concept of bribery, Gray?
I don't. No, I've never come across it before. This was very confusing to me.
Okay. Well, we're being bribed.
Oh, okay. Accept bribe?
No,
I guess?
No. It's not. We're not necessarily. We're making like a real particular decision at this point. We're Detective Jack Slade, and our partner's in danger. We don't accept no bribe and go missing for a month. We have a job to do.
This does sound like easy money, though.
It does sound like easy money.
It's a paid vacation.
Are we making a decision here that Detective Jack Slade is a dirty cop?
There is an envelope on the table. I'm just saying. Remember, when objects appear, you could always look at them or examine them.
Okay. Yeah, let's see how much it is. Examine envelope.
That's a lot of cash just for gas and tolls. About 6 months' pay.
Ooh. That's very nice. Say thank you.
No.
Are you sure?
No, we're going to reject it. Reject the cash. Reject the envelope.
For the record, I think there might be an ending right here, and this could be our shortest game ever.
Yeah, but I don't want to play that way, and then we have to redo all the coffee brewing again.
Okay, reject the envelope. We'll be good.
I figured you might turn us down, considering how well you're doing. He glances around your tiny apartment and shoulders the baseball bat, growling.
Ooh, burn.
Well, since the carrot ain't working for you, let's try the stick.
I love this guy.
The kettle starts whistling.
Yes, throw kettle.
You grab the hot kettle and smash it into the gangster's skull. He collapses, dropping the baseball bat.
Oh, I knew it. Okay, take bat.
You have the baseball bat.
Are we ever going to have that coffee, though? Can we reproof? Is the kettle broken now?
No, the hot water is everywhere now. It's a mess. Mm.
Yes, but inspect kettle. Is the kettle broken?
Yes. You can't use the kettle. It's been used.
These are my favorite moments with Snellatron. Poke gangster with the bat.
He's already knocked out. You may be suspended, but you're still a good cop.
Okay. And I just wanted to check the state of the guy on the ground. You know, that's what you do. You poke it with a stick, mm-hmm. See how things are.
Can we go take a look out the window in the bedroom before we leave? In case there's anybody else waiting out there or anything?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, you're going to go to the bedroom?
Go to bedroom.
It's time to start your day. There's a closet and a mirror here. There's neon light streaming in through your window.
Oh, that's why I didn't think they were... Right, okay. Yeah, it was just part of the set dressing.
Yeah, I didn't think of that either at the time. Take a look out the window.
A neon sign blinks on and off from the strip club across the street. Uh-oh. Your motorcycle is parked where you left it.
Oh. Well, I guess we're going to take that envelope and head out the door.
Why? No, we can't... I feel like you can't, like, take the bribe because you knocked the guy out. You're still then taking the bribe.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, right. It's not just the action of it. If you take the money, you've taken the bribe, whether you knocked him out of a kettle or not. We have to leave the bribe.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for explaining that.
That's all right. We'll get to bribery a little bit more later on. I'll see if I can help you out. All right. Let's leave. Let's leave the home.
Yeah. Enter kitchen.
This is it. Home sweet home. A smashed kettle is on the floor next to an unconscious man. A locked door leads out.
Oh, inspect man? Like, can we go through his pockets?
You search his pockets and find an empty matchbook and a wallet.
All right, take a look at the wallet. Yeah.
It contains a $100 bill and a California driver's license.
Can we take that $100, Mike?
No.
That's not the bribe money.
We don't need the money.
I don't know. It sounds like we do.
You have the wallet, which contains the bill and the driver's license.
Oh, okay. So we're just going to steal his wallet then. Okay, cool.
Or you can't. I mean, it's your choice. You can take those things out and leave the wallet, whatever you want to do.
Okay, inspect the driver's license.
The well-dressed thug's name is Rocco Falcone.
Yes.
That's a good name.
Hey, may I ask you a quick question? You want to steal from somebody's name is Rocco Falcone? You want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to imply by that, Mike.
Okay. All right. Feels like they chose a very specific type of name there, but okay.
I don't. What do you mean? I don't understand. I don't understand these genre conventions.
I hate you.
What was the other thing? Inspect the matchbook.
There's a snarling tiger logo above the name Tiger's Den. It's an apostrophe Z.
I'm going to guess that's the strip club.
It's the rare apostrophe Z.
Oh.
That's strange.
Yes, that is
tiger's
very strange.
Den.
All right. So we know the Tiger's Den.
Okay. So you want to play like Angel Cop is the version of cop you want to play, even though we're wearing a leather jacket.
I just figure there's no need to steal any of this guy's belongings right now.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think it's necessary.
We'll play it your way.
All right.
And then afterward, we'll find out all the interesting things that could have happened if we played it my way.
Oh, but you know, it's like, you know, we have that score. Remember there was a score last time?
Oh, yeah.
Right? What if the score this time is being clean?
Ugh. That's boring. But,
well,
you know what? We have a good chance of getting a perfect score with you, Mike. So
okay.
We'll be a clean cop, but you can't harm me if I want to, like, Just see what the options are.
No,
occasionally.
I have no issue with looking at the options, but we don't have to take them. Do we have 3 save slots as always, Snellatron?
As always.
Wonderful. Okay. Don't want to use any of them right now, Gray. Don't worry, but I just wanted to.
Yeah, it was a good thing to check. So, Mike, on the scale of cleanliness, can we take the guy's ID? That seems like it might be useful. It doesn't really feel like stealing.
I feel like that could be more useful. Than taking his cash.
That feels like evidence?
Yeah, evidence.
You know it would be evidence of bribery.
The bribery money itself? Yeah. That's not how that works, I don't think.
I would say, okay, but if you want to play it clean, I say we take the license.
Yep.
leave the money.
Yep. Take the baseball bat.
Take the baseball bat and take the matchbook.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you have a matchbook. Are you leaving the wallet?
Yes.
But taking the driver's license?
Yes.
And you have a matchbook?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just in case. You never know.
Great.
We've got all the important stuff. Tigers. Den. All right, so let's leave the apartment.
You lock your door and head downstairs to the streets of Southside.
Oh.
You're outside a rundown apartment building. There is a strip club here. How quaint, just like a Norman Rockwell painting. Gaslight's North End is just a short walk from here. Your motorcycle is parked here.
What did you say was at the North End?
The Gaslight, the district, the North End is just a short walk from here. That neighborhood.
Ah, okay. No, okay, it's a neighborhood name. Okay, got it. What is the name of the strip club? Inspect Strip Club.
There's a bright neon sign and the words,
Tiger's Den. What a surprise.
I knew it. See, that's some good detective work there, Mike. You have to inspect the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to the strip club. Go strip club.
Tiger's Den is a seedy strip joint with animal print decor. Some dancers sway back and forth on stage. You don't see anyone here to wait on you.
See, now this is where we need the money, Mike. We're not going to get any answers out of anybody in a strip club without some money. Is it inappropriate to say inspect dancers? Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to look around.
Occasionally, someone tips them a buck or two. They feign interest for a few seconds, then move on to the next customer.
We have no wallet and we have no money on us, right?
We also have nothing to ask.
Well, I don't know. We're just, is the text adventure game. You hoard all the objects, except for the bribes, apparently, and you look at absolutely everything. So we're just following our leads here.
So there's nothing else in this room available to us right now. Like, there's no doors, there's nothing, right? It's just dancers, nobody to wait on us.
It's just dancers.
Exits are out.
Okay, go out.
Oh, okay. You are back.
See, the way he says that, Mike.
Outside the rundown apartment building with the strip club. Just like a Norman Rockwell painting. The North End is a short walk from here. A strip club is here. Your motorcycle is here.
Inspect motorcycle.
It's a black Kawasaki GPZ 900R. You call it baby.
That was a lot more detail than I was expecting. All right, so
yeah,
I am at this point not adverse to taking the $100.
Okay, great, thank you.
Yeah. Because now I can see it. I still won't want to take the bribe money because I think the bribe money is too much.
Okay.
But the $100, I feel like we could take that.
Right. And I think we've been very clearly indicated by the game, dancers aren't interested in singles. So yeah. we need something
else. Can we check our own personal inventory, Jason?
Sure.
The Snellotron?
You have a leather jacket with keys. You have a newspaper, a baseball bat, a matchbook, and a driver's license.
I forgot we were walking around with the baseball bat.
I was not aware we were walking around with a newspaper. But I'm pleased.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pleased we have it, I guess.
Now we have two weapons.
You have to tell me that you want to drop the newspaper. We don't want to
just
have
walking around
with
a newspaper under our arm. And newspaper under one arm, baseball bat under the other. That is Detective Jack Slade.
Yeah. Don't mind us, just blending in.
How do you do, fellow residents of this city?
Yes. How do you do, fellow dancers? Don't mind me.
Okay. Return to house.
All right. Home sweet home. A smashed kettle and an unconscious man are here. A wallet is here. A $100 bill is here.
Okay. Take wallet, take $100 bill.
We don't need the wallet as well.
Did you hear the way he said it? He said,
All right, okay.
A wallet is here.
Okay, take the wallet.
The computer basically winked at us.
Literally listing items, but okay. Yes, you have the wallet and the $100 bill.
Why do you want this guy's wallet so bad? Someone to put your dirty money in, I guess.
Oh, sorry. An envelope stuffed with cash is here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but that we're going to leave.
For now.
Okay, head out.
All right, you're outside your rundown apartment building. There's a strip club here. There is a motorcycle parked here.
Okay, so, Mike, now that we have the $100, mm-hmm. I think what we want to have is a reason to ask one of the dancers something, and this then we can give her the 100.
Yeah, we have nothing, right?
Right. Yeah. If we just go in there, just you know where you're going to lose a bunch of money. Yeah. It's a strip club. Thanks. Here's $100. Thanks. Go away. So yeah. Let's get on our motorcycle.
You climb onto your bike.
What was the bike's name again?
Baby.
You call it Baby.
Okay, go to Gaslight North End.
The bike isn't currently running.
Oh no, we're gonna explode.
Check brake lines.
Your bike seems fine. You just need to put your... Well, should I give this away?
No, we need to get the keys.
Oh, your keys. You start up the bike.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to be like, open hood. I don't know what to do.
What kind of mystery is that where you need to start a motor vehicle with keys?
You know full well, Stellatron, that like these text adventures have an arbitrary amount of detail. Sometimes you can just do stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't. Okay, so start motorcycle.
All right. You ride the motorcycle. You are in the Gaslight District. It is Santa Marina's red light district where life is cheap, but the rent ain't. If you're going to park your ride, best do it here in Southside. The gangbangers who rule Gaslight's North End would just love to take it off your hands.
Right, so we're not supposed to ride our motorcycle up north.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, walk north, or turn off motorcycle and then walk north.
You park your ride and hit the mean streets of Southside. You're outside a rundown apartment building. There's a strip club here. How quaint. Just like a Norman Rockwell painting. Gaslight's North End is a short walk from here. Your motorcycle is parked here.
Okay, walk to North End?
Welcome to Gaslight's picturesque North End, where you might find things that aren't on fire. Some gang members loiter outside an arcade. A payphone is on the corner. Southside is a short walk from here.
Okay, arcade. Payphone... who was loitering?
Gang members.
Gang members, okay.
I think they have little hello, I'm in a gang stickers on them, something to identify them as a gang
member. Yeah, how
else
would you know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're color coordinated, that's how you know. Mm. They're all wearing pink, and mm-hmm. that's how you know they're in the gang.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wave to gang members?
They toss their cigarettes and head inside when they see you.
Oh.
Oh, that's mean.
I feel snubbed. Did they go in the arcade or just...
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go in arcade.
Dream Warriors is an arcade full of young toughs in gang colors. Their attention is currently occupied by an assortment of video games.
Inspect video games?
You see a row of coin-op video games. Some of the gang members are waiting to play. They've placed quarters on the machine to reserve their place in line.
That's very authentic. Talk to gang members?
You recognize Cutter and his gang, the Southside Blades. A friendlier face is Trina Rabbit Rodriguez from Los Dragones.
Okay, talk to Trina.
Her eyes never leave the screen. Hola, Slade. Wanna talk? Put up a quarter.
Can you break $100?
Yeah. I was like, can we put $100 bill in the payphone?
Oh, let's go check the payphone for quarters.
Yes, that's also a possibility. But just for the record, Cutter's gang name was what?
The Southside Blades.
Oh, okay.
Trina Rabbit Rodriguez is for Los Dragones.
Right, Blades. Okay, yeah, I think you're right. We got to find a quarter in the payphone. So let's exit to the North End.
All right, you're back in the North End. An arcade is here. A payphone is on the quarter. Southside is a short walk from here.
Go to payphone?
There's a quarter in the change slot.
Oh, look at that. There we go. Take quarter.
All right, you have a quarter.
Go Gaslight.
Would you like to make a call?
No, I would not like to make a call.
Call mom. Okay, return to arcade.
All right, you're back in Dream Warriors, an arcade full of young toughs in gang colors. Their attention is currently occupied by an assortment of video games.
Okay, talk to Trina.
Rabbit's wearing a red high-top sneakers, a lightning bolt earring, and a denim jacket with a dragon back patch. She's currently engrossed in getting the top score on a machine. Hola, Slade. Want to talk? Put up a quarter.
Put up a quarter.
Rabbit starts a two-player game. She leans in close while you play. Boss D has your partner holed up at the Harborview docks. Loading bay number 23. You didn't hear it from me. She wipes the floor with you, entering TKO next to her high score. Better luck next time, Slade.
Harborview docks. Was it something 23?
Loading Bay 23.
Yeah, Loading Bay 23. I guess that's where we need to go since we're not taking a vacation upstate.
Yeah. There's a lot of information in this one, isn't there?
Hmm.
Okay, so we know where the partner is, but we also know that we need to bring a tape, whatever that means.
Right. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Can we talk to Cutter?
He's wearing a studded leather vest. He sports a purple mohawk. You see the handle of a switchblade in his back pocket. Get lost, pig, he sneers. His gang snickers.
Hmm. Return to street.
Yeah.
All right, you're back in the north end. An arcade is here. A payphone is on the corner. South side is a short walk from here.
Are there any other exits?
Nope. Exits are south side or arcade.
Okay, return to south side.
All right, you're outside a rundown apartment building. There's a strip club here. How quaint, just like a Norman Rockwell painting. Gaslight's north end is a short walk from here. Your motorcycle is parked here.
Okay, go to Tiger's Den.
Tiger's Den. It's a seedy strip joint with animal print decor. Some dancers sway back and forth on stage. You don't see anyone here to wait on you.
Talk to dancers?
The dancers ignore you, focusing instead on the paying customers.
Yeah. Show dancer $100 bill.
A dancer slips the $100 bill into her G-string.
I said show.
You showed it. She took it. Like magic, the club's lone waitress appears.
Talk to waitress?
It's your ex, Kat Marco. She doesn't look happy to see you. Hi, Jack. Big spender. Did you finally bet on the right horse down at the racetrack?
Tell her no.
She shrugs.
Show the license. Show driver's license.
She replies, yeah, I know him. Gets a little too hands-on with the staff, but he works for Boss D, so nobody's got the guts to throw him out.
Ask about Boss D?
She says, he hired some girls for a party at his place. I hear some major players will be there. Bankers, lawyers, politicians. I have an address. Got something to write on?
We do. We have a matchbook to write on.
Or a newspaper.
We have two things to write on.
Or we could be super cool and write it on the side of the baseball bat.
Okay. Say yes is what we're going to do.
She takes the matchbook and writes down an address.
No.
Pacific Towers, Marina Beach.
I really wanted to write on the baseball bat.
I'm sorry, Mike.
That could have been Detective Slade's thing, right? Like he writes all of his information, all his evidence down on his baseball bat.
That seems like a bad place to put your important notes.
Well.
Presumably we're going to be using this baseball bat for knocking skulls at some point.
For a Danger Town beatdown.
Yeah, it's in the name.
He gets a different baseball bat for every investigation.
Right.
And then, like, puts them all on the wall, right? Like, displays them all. And then he can look back over his past, like, solved crimes in baseball bat
right.
form.
I think you're not understanding how obscured I expect the information on the baseball bat to get.
Have you ever tried to write with a ballpoint pen on a baseball bat? I assure you, it does not work.
Yeah. Have you ever hit someone with a baseball bat, Mike? I assure you, it gets messy.
Have you ever hit someone with a ballpoint pen, Mike? I assure you, they wouldn't feel it.
The two of you are making a lot of assumptions about things you've never done.
Anyway, we got to get to Pacific Towers.
All right. Leave Tiger's Den.
You're outside a rundown apartment building. There is a strip club here. Gaslight's north end is a short walk from here. Your motorcycle is parked here.
Get on motorcycle. Turn it on.
You are on the motorcycle.
Drive to Pacific Towers, Marvin Beach, Marina Beach.
Marvin! You can't read your own handwriting, can you?
No, I can't. I'm also, as always with these things, I never know how big to make the map, so I've been making it too small.
Marvin Beach.
Can we go there? Do we need to get a GPS or a map or something?
You drive north up Marina Boulevard until the city lights fade from view. This is where the money lives. Gated communities, seaside mansions, and luxury high-rises with million-dollar views. Stuff you'll never have.
Whoa.
Mean.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting poor-shamed by this game.
Just a hard-working cop.
I mean, I guess we could have more of this stuff if we just accepted more bribes.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so...
Right, so what do we see? Have we arrived?
Yes, we're there. What were the exits?
You can find Pacific Towers, you could drive to Little Italy, or you could drive to Harborview.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Where are we right now?
Marina Beach.
Oh, okay.
sorry, Jason. I think we've gotten a little bit lost here. So when we're on our bike, we have options of places. One of them is Marina Beach.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can go to Pacific Towers, or we can leave Marina Beach and go to Little Italy.
Yes, you can ride the... So the motorcycle is a little confusing,
okay.
But since you had a place to go, I took you there, and now the exits will tell you where you can, where else you can ride to.
Okay.
You are at Marina Beach
right.
on your motorcycle. You can find Pacific Towers, which was another piece of information you were given.
Yep.
Other places you can ride to from here are Little Italy or Harborview.
Okay.
Okay. My map is totally f***ed now.
My map is getting incredibly complicated, but this is interesting. Okay.
I'm hoping, like in our space adventure, that these places are much smaller than they sound.
Yeah, the motorcycle mechanic, it's sort of like almost like a different map where it's yes. the large scale. And so you get on the motorcycle and there are places you can drive the motorcycle to. And then
yes.
there are individual yes. areas when you get off the motorcycle that you can move around in.
All right, let's go to Pacific Towers, shall we?
Yeah, we can get killed pretty quick by the boss, I think.
Yeah. Do we want to save at any point?
This doesn't feel like a bad place to save, just to save us some time
yeah.
of our three slots. And we look cool on the motorcycle, so we can save here, I think.
Okay.
Snellatron, save, please.
Saved. Slot number one.
So satisfying. Okay, go to Pacific Towers.
You'll have to get off your bike first.
Get off bike.
From up here, you can see the ocean and a whole lot of expensive real estate. Where to next?
Yeah, okay.
Pacific Towers, please.
It's not hard to find it. Pacific Towers is one of Santa Marina's tallest buildings.
Go to
Pacific Towers, enter tallest building?
Armed security guards stop you as you enter, saying, "Private property." You're strong-armed back outside to the curb.
Can we show them? Wait, do you want to show them the driver's license? No, that's not a good idea. That doesn't feel like a good idea.
I think the computer gave something away there.
Look, here's someone else's identification.
This guy's lying unconscious in my kitchen.
Do I look like the lost and found to you?
All right, so I guess we got to go to one of these other locations for now then.
Yeah, let's go to Little Italy.
All right, get back on the bike and drive to Little Italy.
It's such a fun phrase to say.
Little Italy.
You're in a charming neighborhood where the old world meets the new.
Okay, get off bike.
Step off bike.
Most places are closed at this hour, except for the coffee shop, Pixel City Cafe, which is open 24/7. Across the street is the boxing gym, where you like to blow off steam.
We didn't get that coffee.
Yeah, go to the coffee place. What was it called?
Pixel City Cafe. A bell rings as you enter the cozy coffee shop. You're in a 24-hour coffee shop with a lunch counter and a well-lit pastry case. Marge is here. What'll it be, hun? The usual? She asks.
Yes.
You sit down at the counter and Marge pours you a fresh cup of hot coffee. It's a lot better than yours.
Okay, drink coffee.
Drink coffee.
You feel better. Almost like you could single-handedly take on the mob, rescue your partner, and clean up organized crime in Santa Marina.
I think we just got our power up, Mike. Talk to Marge?
I haven't seen your partner in a while. Hope she's well.
Okay, leave.
You're back in Little Italy, Pixel City Cafe, and the boxing gym.
Go to the gym.
And your motorcycle. Go to the gym?
Yep.
Georgi is sweeping up inside, getting ready to close up for the night. Maybe come back in the morning.
Should we go try and get back in Pacific Towers again?
Wait, talk to Georgi?
No, he's inside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can't go in. He's closing up for
right.
the night.
Got it. Where did you want to go, Mike?
Go back to Pacific Towers, try and get in again. We have power now.
Well, we could
try Harborview, too, if you want to.
Yeah, let's see what's in Harborview.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Exits for Little Italy, and this will give you some more of the map. You can drive or ride to the Gaslight District, to downtown, to Harborview, or to Marina Beach.
Just downtown as well.
Oh, I didn't realize downtown was another thing.
This is the first time we've gotten a downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The map is becoming increasingly more complicated.
Oh, God damn this map. So the places we can drive to, it's Marina Beach, downtown.
Gaslight North End, South Side, Harborview downtown. They're all the locations that we have so far.
Harborview, Gaslight North and South.
Well, we have Gaslight North End and then South Side, which is, yeah, it's all part of the Gaslight District, it seems.
Oh, if I can just for final clarification.
Yeah. Yep.
Gaslight exists in two different areas, North Side and South Side, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. North End. Right.
North End, South Side. I don't know why they are split in that exact way. Right. They're the North End, the South Side, the West Place, and the Eastville, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got West, Right, East, Left. Those are our two towns. So, Marina Beach, Harborview, Downtown, North End, South Side. Those are the five locations.
And Little Italy.
God damn it. Okay.
This is where we actually are right now.
Yes.
Well, there goes my idea for my map. Little Italy. Now that I've asked too many times, where did you want to go, Mike?
Harborview.
Oh, you wanted to go to Harborview. Okay.
Yeah, because you weren't keen on going straight back to Pacific Towers, so why don't we go and investigate more of the map?
Yes, I agree with me. Let's go to Harborview.
Right, you're in a rundown industrial area on the water's edge.
Ah, okay. Yep. All right, get off bike.
You're outside a cluster of warehouses. Some flashy sports cars are parked here.
Okay. This is where the final boss is, so we don't want to be here.
Right.
This is where our partner is.
Investigate cars.
Yeah, take a look at the cars.
You see a Porsche 911 Turbo and a Ferrari 328 GTS.
There is so much more information about the vehicles in this game than I would have expected. It's so particular. We don't want to be here yet. We do not want to be here.
Feels like we do.
No, not yet.
Okay, you want to go to downtown then? We'll explore downtown?
Yes, I want to go to downtown now.
Okay. Board motorcycle, downtown.
Downtown is home to a few struggling tech startups and Santa Marina's police department.
Go to police department?
You want to ride your bike into the police department?
Dismount bike, turn off bike.
You're outside the police station.
No, I want to take a running jump and smash through the window on the bike, swinging my baseball bat around my head.
You're outside the police station. You see some graffiti here.
What does the graffiti say?
Someone spray painted Danger Town over the slogan, "The Pixel City Welcomes You."
I like that. They're trying to brand themselves. Danger Town keeps all the college grads away. Pixel City, that brings them in.
Mm-hmm.
Enter station.
You open the door and enter. Sergeant O'Brien is at his desk going over a stack of paperwork. You see the police chief's office and the hallway leading to the evidence locker. The precinct is quiet for once.
God, there's so many people.
Can you just give me a second? Because now I need to draw an interior, right? Just like it now. Okay, hold on. Oh, boy.
You'll enjoy seeing the map where I just gave up and started a new map, Mike.
All right, so we've got like what is this room called where we're standing in right now?
Police station.
It's just a station, right? But there's multiple rooms, though, right? There's an evidence locker.
There's O'Brien, there's the chief's office, and there's the evidence locker.
All right, let's talk to Sergeant O'Brien.
O'Brien is a middle-aged man with a bit of a paunch. He used to be the stuff of legend in Danger Town. Now he's just waiting for retirement. Evening, Jack. What are you doing here? I thought the chief suspended you. I was just reading the report. You and Chang sure messed up this time. I'm surprised you didn't get fired. Wiretapping the mayor? It sounds like career suicide to me. You don't know when to shut up, do you?
No.
That's the tape we need, though. It's in the evidence locker.
Nice. Okay.
O'Brien pats his key ring. Locked up safe and sound, he says.
Take keys?
No can do, detective. Submit a request if you need access.
Submit request?
He puts his feet up on the desk. I'll get right on that.
God damn it. I think it's very possible that we may need to bribe the police guy.
I was going straight for the baseball bat. But yeah, we can try it your way first.
No. Why don't we go and actually try and talk to the chief first?
We might need that envelope. Yeah.
Yeah.
To bribe O'Brien. But yeah, let's check out the chief's office.
The police chief is here at his desk. Damn it, Slade. I thought I gave you a 2-week suspension. Now get the hell out of my office before I make it a month.
Ask, is it a paid suspension?
The chief looks exactly how you picture him, but 25% meaner. Get out of my office now! You leave the office.
Okay. Just trying to find the silver lining here. Go to evidence locker?
You can't go there. You don't have the key.
Okay.
Return to O'Brien.
Sergeant O'Brien is at his desk going over a stack of paperwork.
Are you trying to figure out how to ask him if he's amenable to a bribe, Mike? Is that what you're doing in this moment?
I'm trying to figure out if there's anything we can do other than bribe him.
Ask O'Brien, can we take care of this in Fargo?
I don't understand that.
I thought that was like the code.
I have no idea how you've gone from not understanding the concept of a bribe to rolling out what phrases like that.
I've been doing research while we've been playing the game, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're totally going to have to bribe him. 100% we're going to have to bribe him.
Yeah.
So we should have just taken the money right to begin with.
I don't like it. But now at least we'll be taking the money because we need it for the case. So I'm happy with that.
Oh, okay. Now it's okay.
Well, before it was just, we were just taking the cash for funsies.
Right. So now you're not like a clean cop. Now you're in the ends justify the means cop.
I'm more of like a gray area cop, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't take much.
Well, no, it took a lot. The safety of my partner is on the line. I need to get the tape from the evidence locker.
Okay. Exit station?
Oh, actually, before we do go get the cash, why don't we go back to Marina Beach?
There's something else in downtown. There was something else besides the station. I forgot what it was, though.
Okay.
Exit station?
Downtown is home to a few struggling tech startups and Santa Marina's police department. You're outside the police station. You see some graffiti here.
Okay, so there's not a tech startup to visit.
Nope.
We do like to do that.
We can't invest in Hooli or anything.
We invest in our newspaper.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because we lost the $100.
Yeah, do we take the bribe money, invest the bribe money into a startup, put the bribe money back, and then use the additional cash to bribe the sergeant?
Yeah. Okay, that's my mistake. I thought the tech startup was a place to go instead of just some color.
Let's go back to Marina Beach.
Okay.
You drive north up Marina Boulevard until the city lights fade from view. This is where the money lives. Gated communities, seaside mansions, and luxury high-rises with million-dollar views. Stuff you'll never have.
Okay, get off motorbike.
From up here, you can see the ocean and a whole lot of expensive real estate. Where to next?
Pacific Towers.
Well, that's not hard. Pacific Towers is one of Santa Marina's tallest buildings. Armed security guards stop you as you enter, saying, "Private property." You're strong-armed back to the curb.
Can we talk to the security guards?
They don't want to talk to you.
Oh, we're f***ed, Mike. There's so many places. Jesus.
This one is difficult. All right, so I think we need to try the cafe again, Tiger's Den, and the arcade, right? Like, I guess we need to go back to all of those locations. I really think that the envelope of cash is not the way to go, so I don't want to get that until we have exhausted the other places.
Okay, that's totally fine. We did go to Little Italy. Little Italy had the cafe.
And the gym, but we can't go there until morning. Where do you want to try first?
Let's try that cafe, because it feels like there was a least going on there, so we can just see if it's been cleared out.
All right, so we'd like to get back on our motorbike and go to Little Italy, please.
Little Italy. You're in a charming neighborhood where the old world meets the new.
Okay, go to Pixel City Cafe. Oh, get off bike, go to Pixel City Cafe.
A bell rings as you enter the cozy coffee shop. You're in a 24-hour coffee shop with a lunch counter and a well-lit pastry case. Marge is here. What'll it be, hun? The usual? She asks.
Oh, another coffee, please.
You sit down at the counter. Marge pours you a fresh cup of hot coffee. It's a lot better than yours.
Inspect pastries.
There are some day-old donuts in the case. I was going to throw them out, but they're yours if you want them. She gives you a box of donuts.
Yes.
Oh.
Everybody knows security guards love... Everybody knows that George at the gym loves donuts.
Yeah, yeah. I think, however, Mike, donuts are most often associated with police officers.
I don't like such stereotypes.
Well, you know what? I live in the real world, and you know what? If we're going to bribe some cops, we're going to try some donuts first. Unless you want to go my way and just go straight for the money.
Nope, we go but to yeah, the donuts.
These donuts are going straight to O'Brien, and they're going straight to the chief. That's what I think is the deal. So let's take donuts.
You've got the donuts. She gave them to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marge.
Get back on motorbike. Go to downtown.
All right, you go outside, get back on your bike, and go to downtown, home to a few struggling tech startups and Santa Marina's police department.
Okay, go into police department.
You get off the bike and go into the police station.
Look,
Sergeant O'Brien is at his desk going over a stack of paperwork.
At us. This getting on and off the bike thing is madness. It's not necessary.
You gotta park the bike, man.
That is ridiculous. But it's also so madness that when you sighed, I had no idea what you were sighing about.
Neither did I. I just thought that you were frustrated about something.
The way this works is I read the introduction, then you have to park the bike, then I read more information, and you can walk around.
No, I refuse. I refuse.
Sergeant O'Brien is at his desk going over a stack of paperwork. You see the police chief's office in the hallway leading to the evidence locker. The precinct is quiet for once.
Show donuts to O'Brien.
He says, Slade, you're all right. I'll go grab us some coffee. Sit tight. He stands and exits the room, leaving behind his keys and the case file.
Take keys.
Take case file.
Oh, take case file. Take everything. Take the donuts.
Take it all. Ransack the place.
The case file number is 198X. On the key ring, you find the evidence locker's padlock key, among others.
What was the file name? The number?
198X is the case file number.
198X. I'm sure that won't be the password to anything later. Okay, yeah. Take keys, take case file.
Okay.
I wonder if we're going to get thrown in prison for this, though.
It's very possible.
To leave keys, take evidence key?
It's on a key ring. You can take the key ring or not. You have the key ring now.
Oh, all right. Well, then fuck it. All right, let's get out of here.
Yep.
Open evidence locker.
You unlock the chain link gate and slip inside a storage area crammed with cardboard boxes, each one assigned a case number.
Yes. Look for case 198X.
You find a cardboard box containing some documents, surveillance photos, and a spool of reel-to-reel audio tape.
Okay.
There we go. Take audio tape.
You take the audio tape. You hear footsteps approaching from down the hall.
Hide.
There's no room to hide in the evidence locker.
Really? We can't put some boxes in front of us? Uh-oh. Exit holding donuts.
You exit the evidence locker and are now back at Sergeant O'Brien's desk.
Place back keys and file.
Sergeant O'Brien reappears and hands you a cup of coffee.
Whew, that was a close one, Mike.
That was very close.
We were almost going to have to kill him with our baseball bat.
That was unnecessary. Okay.
Look, it's the 80s. Do they even have CCTV inside of police stations? I don't think so.
Do we want to go back and talk to the chief again? To see if anything's changed?
Yeah, do we still have donuts?
You've left the box of donuts at Sergeant O'Brien's desk. It's already been picked over by every cop in the precinct.
Okay, maybe the chief got there too. Let's go talk to the chief again.
Yeah, okay.
The police chief is at his desk.
Hi.
Damn it, Slade. I thought I gave you a 2-week suspension. Now get the hell out of my office before I make it a month. He eats a donut as you leave.
Okay, I guess the chief is there for comic relief.
Yeah. We need to find a way into Pacific Towers. I think we need to be there before we go to the warehouse.
Okay.
Well,
Pacific Towers.
Unless that's the final boss mode.
Look, my notes are already messed up. So we heard about Pacific Towers from our ex-girlfriend, Kat, in Tiger's Den.
Yes.
Which is a little makes me doubt if that's her real name.
A party being hosted by Boss D, who may actually be the one who is responsible for holding our partner. So maybe we have to...
Boss D, who hired Rocco to come to our door, or whatever his name was.
Rocco Falcone.
Right. So here's my thought. We need to get our partner to go bust in to that tower.
Yes.
I think that's the way this needs to
work. But do we want to do any further investigation before we go to the warehouse?
I think we should go back to the arcade, Mike.
Okay, well, let's do that then.
Okay, warp speed to Arcadia.
Get on the motorbike. Drive to Gaslight North End.
Your bike does not have warp speed. You're in the North End. There's an arcade here.
Get off motorbike.
You're in the arcade. Yay! Dream Warriors. It's an arcade full of young toughs and gang colors. Their attention is currently occupied by an assortment of video games.
Inspect video games.
There's a row of coin-op video games. Some of the gang members are waiting to play. They've placed quarters on the machines to reserve their place. You recognize Cutter and his gang, the Southside Blades.
Hi, Cutter.
Cutter sneers. I told you to get lost, pig. Snitches get stitches. He flicks open his switchblade and slashes your cheek, drawing blood.
Whoa.
He's fast, but he's left himself open.
Baseball bat time!
Yeah, with the baseball bat.
You hear his collarbone snap, and he goes down, dropping his switchblade.
Pick up switchblade.
You pick up the switchblade. Rabbit, your friend, grabs your arm and says, get out of here, dummy. This isn't your fight. Go find Georgia. He'll fix you up.
There you go. Okay. So, leave arcade.
You hobble out of the arcade.
Get on bike. Go to Little Italy.
You are in Little Italy.
Get
across
off
the
bike.
Street is the boxing gym where
go
you
to
like
to
blow
gym.
Off steam.
Where we go to the man whose name keeps changing. Hyoge.
It's
Georgia.
It's Georgie. It's okay, you tell me. He's Romanian. He's G-H-E-O-R-G-H-E. Georgia?
I would go with like Hyoge. We'll go with that.
Gheorghe. All right.
We're all saying it differently still, but...
You slump against the door and rap hard on the glass. An older man armed with a mop looks up, startled. He runs over and unlocks the door for you. He says, oh, Jack, my friend... What happened? He brings you inside the gym. You're inside the gym. Gheorghe is here.
Look around, gym.
It's your boxing gym.
Okay. Talk to Gheorghe.
Gheorghe coached the Romanian boxing team at the 84 Olympics. Now he owns this dump and runs a youth program to get kids off the streets and into the ring. He gets out his first aid kit, cleans the wound with antiseptic spray, and stitches it closed. He says, this will leave scar, but the way you look, it will be improvement, no?
That's unnecessary.
Agree, yes. Scars make you look cooler.
Yep. Exits are out.
I think we should go now. So now we have another weapon.
We have three weapons now.
Newspaper.
Switchblade. And a box of donuts. No, you gave the donuts away.
Yeah, no, the donuts were all consumed.
We also have matchbook. You could set fire.
Yeah. It's empty
an empty
matchbook.
Well, you got paper cut.
Should we... Okay, Mike. I think we should go to Harborview, try to get our partner, and then storm the towers, is my suggestion.
Okay. If
but
we can save at the warehouse.
I was going to say, I think we should save before we try to do anything like that.
All right, so let's save now.
Yes, let's save now.
Oh, save slot number two.
Yeah, that was different. Is everything okay with the computer?
Computer's doing great.
It's another upgrade. All right. Go to Harborview. Get on bike, go to Harborview.
You are in a rundown industrial area on the water's edge.
Get off
go
motorbike.
To water's edge.
Get off motorbike.
You're outside a cluster of warehouses. Some flashy sports cars are parked here.
Slash tires.
Very good.
You slash the tires.
Sweet. So satisfying.
That is good.
Now they won't be able to chase us.
It's like you've been chased before. I like it.
I don't know anything about this world, Mike.
Okay.
And here you are slashing tires in it.
Wanted to take bribes. Slashing tires. I don't know anything about it.
You're outside some warehouses. Flashy sports cars with slashed tires are here.
Sweet.
Okay, take a look at warehouses.
Each of the many loading bays is numbered. It would take hours to search them all.
All right, look for loading bay 23.
Yeah, you see it just a few doors down from the cars.
Go to loading bay 23.
You roll up the door and step inside. You're in a warehouse. The inside of the warehouse is a maze of crates and shipping containers. It's dark here, save for a single floodlight illuminating a lone woman tied to a chair.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Seems like a trap.
Seems like a definite trap, doesn't it?
Sneak around?
I don't understand sneak around.
Oh, we just saved.
Yeah, we just saved. Untie partner.
hang on, let me try.
It's dark
else.
Here, save for a single floodlight illuminating a lone woman tied to
a
chair.
Right,
call
right,
out.
A decoy.
Call out to
decoy.
Woman.
It's your partner, Jetta Chang. She's zip-tied to a chair.
Okay, yeah.
Use switchblade on zip ties.
You cut through her restraints. Rocco emerges from the shadows, flanked by goons armed with semi-automatic pistols and submachine guns. Slade, give us the tape and we let you walk out of here.
Okay.
It's baseball, but...
Can we confirm Chang's inventory?
Rocco and goons are here.
Right.
Chang is untied.
Yeah, I think we give them the tape.
But how are we gonna if we give them the tape, how are we gonna prove that the mayor is filthy?
Oh, right. Okay. I was just thinking about our own skin here.
Police work.
I totally forgot what the purpose of the tape was.
Other than just a key.
I got distracted.
Tape is the evidence that they're trying to suppress. That's why they want you to steal the tape.
Oh, Jason, can we take a look at the tape?
It's a reel-to-reel audio tape.
What if we got the tape from our answering machine?
What?
What?
Okay,
no, it's reel-to-reel is a different... It's not a cassette tape.
It's a different kind of tape. It's like a movie tape. All right, sorry.
Yes.
Ignore that.
From the evidence locker.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that they said that they wanted you to steal.
See,
it.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like a videotape or an audio tape.
Yes, no, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Always looking for that hot switch. I don't know.
Right. I'm always looking for the easiest way out. You're looking for something complicated.
If I was right, that was going to be an interesting discovery.
Rocco and the goons are here, armed with semi-automatic pistols and submachine guns. Slade, give us the tape and we let you walk out of here.
Yeah, can we give them the tape now, Mike?
Why don't we just resist? We saved. Let's just see what happens. Maybe we'll just get shot and die, but if we do, we'll just reload it.
Okay, if you want to try that, you go right ahead. I guarantee you we die.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure that, well...
Okay, Mike wants to resist futilely.
Yeah, resist.
Rocco pulls out a Colt 45 and shoots Jetta, then you. The end!
All right, cool. Look, it was worth checking.
No, it was. It was worth checking. Okay, load save slot 2, and this way I get to slash the tires again.
Yes, your favorite thing.
It's going to really suck if we need to hotwire one of those cars.
Oh, that's a good point.
You're in Little Italy.
It's going to ask us to slash one of the cars. That's what it's going to be. But I'm
we could both get on the motorbike, surely.
Yes, probably. You're probably right. Okay, check motorcycle oil, then turn on motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Drive to Harborview.
You're in a rundown industrial area on the water's edge.
Okay, get off motorcycle/ car tires.
You're outside a cluster of warehouses. Some flashy sports cars are parked here. You slash the tires of the cars.
Great. Go to warehouse 23.
All right. Inside the warehouse is a maze of crates and shipping containers. It's dark here, save for a single floodlight illuminating a lone woman tied to a chair.
Approach woman and cut zip ties.
It's your partner, Jetta Chang. She's zip tied. You cut through her restraints. Rocco emerges from the shadows, flanked by goons armed with semi-automatic pistols and submachine guns. Slade, give us the tape and we let you walk out of here. It looks like he broke his nose back at the apartment.
Uh-oh. Ask Rocco if he'd prefer his driving license back instead.
Give us the tape, Rocco says.
Okay.
He gets to take what he wants. He has a machine gun.
I'm just checking. Okay, give tape.
You hand over the tape. Rocco turns his back and starts to walk away, then stops. I lied. Kill them both, he says. His goons march both of you behind a shipping container. The floor is covered by a plastic tarp.
Okay. There must be a way out.
Can we start attacking with baseball bat?
I mean, that really is the only thing that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say attack.
The goon shoots Slade in the stomach.
Okay, I'm not taking it.
You watch with horror as Jack catches a bullet in the gut and drops to the floor. Your limbs are sore from your long confinement, and your wrists hurt from the zip ties, but you brace for a fight that you'll probably lose. You ask yourself, Jetta, what have you gotten yourself into?
Oh, boy.
Before you can react, a young girl wearing a mask jumps down from the shipping container. She slams one of the goons with a mean right hook, then drops him with an uppercut. From behind, another goon raises his SMG to waste her.
Oh, my God, there's so many things happening right now.
All right, we've teleported into...
We're now in Jetta's body. So now I need a second inventory.
Do I need to do my map all over?
I don't know if we need... I don't know. Maybe. It's one of those things. Jetta doesn't know all the places Jack has been. Check inventory.
Yeah, check inventory.
You were being confined and you just got zip-tied. Now you're not zip-tied. That's it. A young girl is here. A goon is here.
Okay.
Attack goon.
You spin kick the goon with the Fu Manchu mustache. Oh. He goes down like a sack of bricks.
Oh, okay, cool.
There is a girl here. There is an unconscious goon here.
Okay, talk to Gaul.
Yeah, say hi.
She's rocking red high tops, hand wraps, and a black domino mask. This is Knockout, a.k.a. Trina Rabbit Rodriguez, Slade's gang contact.
Oh, okay.
She says, I figured dummy here would go full Rambo, so I tailed him. Get him the hell out of here and call 911 before he dies, she indicates toward Slade.
Oh, how do you put an unconscious person on a motorbike?
You just you throw him over the back.
Right.
Or we just call 911 and we leave him. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a cell phone because it's 1987.
Okay.
Do we have to drive back to the arcade to go to the to get a quarter to use the phone because it's the 80s? Is that what we need to do?
Get him out of here and call 911 before he dies, she says again.
Oh, okay. Grab Jack Slade.
Okay.
Throw him over your shoulder.
You drag him out. You got to drag his body. You drag him out from Bay 23 and into the parking lot. There you find his precious Kawasaki and a white Porsche 911.
Oopsie daisies.
No. The Porsche 911 is new. The gang girl drove it over, yeah?
The Porsche 911 has, you notice, slashed tires. Did Slade do that? That idiot.
Yeah, what an idiot that Slade is.
Yeah,
you Slade. See a car phone inside the Porsche. It's locked.
Oh, great. Okay, take the baseball bat, smash the window.
Okay, you open the car and get Slade into the passenger seat. There's a car phone here.
Call 911.
Before you can call 911, Slade dies. The end.
There's, okay, gotta be like keys in the unconscious goon. That's my, like there's keys in there. And maybe I don't slash the tires on the way in.
Yeah, maybe we don't do that this time, huh?
Yeah.
You and your bright ideas.
I
need to try and bribe the car while you're at it.
I thought we were going to be chased.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to be proactive.
Yeah, it was a good idea at the time, but little did we know.
Okay. Load save slot two.
You're in Little Italy.
Okay.
Get on bike.
Okay.
Drive to Harborview.
All right, you are at Harborview. You're outside a cluster of warehouses. Some flashy sports cars are parked here.
Leave sports cars alone. Go to warehouse 23.
All right, the inside of the warehouse is a maze of crates and shipping containers. It's dark here save for a single floodlight illuminating a lone woman tied to a chair. It's your partner, Jetta Chang.
Untie Jetta.
You use the switchblade to free Jetta and cut through her restraints. Rocco emerges from the shadows, flanked by goons armed with semi-automatic pistols and submachine guns. Slade, give us the tape and we'll let you walk out of here.
Give tape.
You hand over the tape. Rocco turns his back and starts to walk away, then stops. I lied. Kill them both, he says. His goons march both of you behind a shipping container. The floor is covered by a plastic tarp.
Start swinging baseball bat.
Cover stomach.
The big goon shoots Slade in the stomach.
Through his hand into his stomach.
You watch with horror as Jack catches a bullet in the gut and drops to the floor. Your limbs are sore from your long confinement and your wrists hurt from the zip ties, but you brace for a fight that you'll probably lose. You ask yourself, Jetta, what have you gotten yourself into? But before you can react, a young girl wearing a mask jumps down from the shipping container. She slams one of the goons with a mean right hook and drops him with an uppercut. From behind, another goon raises his SMG to waste her.
Kick goon.
You spin kick the goon with a Fu Manchu mustache. He goes down like a sack of bricks.
Search goon for car keys.
You find a half-eaten candy bar and keys to a Porsche.
Great. Grab the Slade, whatever, and get him in the Porsche with the keys.
You drag Slade out from Bay 23 and into the parking lot. There you find his precious Kawasaki and a white Porsche 911.
Right. Throw him in the passenger seat.
You unlock the car and manage to get him in the passenger seat. There's a car phone here.
Okay, call 911. Start driving to the hospital.
The dispatcher puts you through to the desk sergeant.
Get back downtown as soon as you can. We'll have an ambulance ready and waiting.
Great. Speed to downtown.
Downtown is home to a few struggling tech startups and Santa Marina's police department. An ambulance is waiting for you when you arrive. The paramedics load Slade inside and rush him to the hospital.
Whew.
You're outside the police station.
Go to the police station. I bet the chief likes her better. Or maybe she got suspended too? I don't
Sergeant
know.
O'Brien is at his desk going over a stack of paperwork. You see the police chief's office and the hallway leading to the evidence locker.
Go to the police chief's office.
O'Brien yells, Chang, the chief wants to see you in his office right away. We're assembling a SWAT team to hit Boss D. Good work.
Go to the chief's office.
thumbs up.
The police chief is here at his desk. There's a badge and a gun on his desk. He tells you, Detective Chang, consider yourself back on the case. Now you get the hell out of here and do what you gotta do.
Whoa. Is that a license to kill? That's what that sounds like.
All right. Let's do this thing, then.
Oh, okay. All right. Lots happened.
I wonder if there's any of the locations that would be useful to go back to that Jedha may have more luck in. Because we are unarmed at this moment.
No, we got a badge and a gun.
There's a badge and the gun on the desk.
Take the badge and gun. Yeah.
The badge is a Santa Marina police detective's badge. Your badge. The gun is a loaded Beretta 92S. Your gun.
Okay, great.
Does the gun have ammunition?
Yeah.
It's a loaded gun.
Do we need to strip it and oil it and then rebuild it before we can
use it? I don't know how
it?
To do those no. things. I'm just a parser.
Oh, okay. This part of the system we don't need to be picky about? Okay.
Considering a SWAT team is being assembled, can we pick up any body armor of any description?
Exits are out.
Okay, out.
You are at the police station. Sergeant O'Brien is at his desk.
Talk to O'Brien.
Great, you got your badge back, he says.
Okay, so Mike, here's my thought. Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. I think the badge gets us into Pacific Towers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's like, because we can flash the badge at the goons.
Be like, let us in with the police. Yeah.
Yeah. However, I feel tempted to use our last save simply because of what a pain in the ass it was to get through the whole of the harbor. But I don't feel very strongly about that, but I offer that now as I feel like we're very close to the end. We have to be.
Well, I feel like we are going to the final boss fight. The person is called Boss D.
Yeah.
But, Gray, for all we know, we may be halfway through the game. Like, there might be 25 floors of Pacific Towers. We know it is the tallest building in this area.
No, I'm telling you. It's the last place. It's like we're going to go to the top floor and we're going to kill a guy. That's what's going to happen here.
Okay, let's see. It's a safe slot.
You have saved. Save slots now full. You have 80 points out of a total 100 possible.
Yeah, okay. All right, get on motorcycle.
There is no motorcycle here. There is a Porsche 911 here.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Check engine, turn on car.
The car is on.
Drive to Marina Beach.
You drive north up Marina Boulevard until the city lights fade from view. You're at Pacific Towers.
Approach Pacific Towers.
Armed security guards stop you as you enter, saying, private property.
Flash badge.
The guards let you pass. The man stationed at the front desk picks up a phone and makes a call.
Shoot him.
The imposing tower of concrete, glass, and steel is home to Santa Marina's rich and powerful. Guards are posted in the lobby. There is an elevator here.
Take elevator to top floor.
You press the button. The elevator doors open, and you see a very surprised Rocco Falcone. He mutters a colorful expression and reaches inside his jacket.
Wait?
Why would you wait?
He draws his Colt 45 and shoots you. The end.
Why would you have waited?
I thought that was going to be a red herring. Like he was going to pull out something and we were going to...
Always when the thug looks like they're going to pull a gun on you, you'd be like, you know, I bet this is a trick.
Okay, well, I'm glad we saved. So load save point 3.
Did you just not want to be the first person to issue a kill command? Like what was that about?
No, I genuinely thought like the game has thrown up so many things. He was going to be like getting flowers for his wife or something out of his pocket. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems plausible. You're back okay. at the police station.
Okay, head out. Get in car. Drive to Marina Beach. Go to tallest building.
Okay. Armed security guards stop you as you enter, saying, private property.
Flash a badge.
The guards let you pass. A man stationed at the front desk picks up a phone and makes a call. Guards are posted in the lobby. There is an elevator here.
Go to elevator.
The doors open and you see a very surprised Rocco Falcone. He mutters a colorful expression and reaches inside his jacket.
Kill him in cold blood.
No, that's unnecessary. Just like shoot him in the shoulder or something.
Oh, I was going to go for a headshot.
No, we don't need that. We're still police. Okay.
You fire. Rocco gasps and clutches his chest, then falls. The doors close behind you. You are in an elevator. There's a control panel here. Rocco's body is here.
Oh, he was in the elevator. Yes.
The elevator doors opened at the lobby, and he was surprised.
That's partly why I thought he might be getting his cell phone or something. Like, he was just, you know, he wasn't paying attention.
I thought that we'd gotten in the elevator and we were like...
Oh, it seems more reasonable now, doesn't it?
You're in an elevator. There is a control panel here. Rocco's body is here. We'll say he's unconscious body, bleeding.
Okay, open elevator doors?
I don't know how to do that.
We haven't
gone
anywhere.
You're in an elevator. There is a control panel here.
Inspect control panel.
The buttons start at L and go up to 26. At the top of the panel is a thumbprint scanner next to a button marked P.
Perfect.
All right, let's go to the penthouse.
Pick up Rocco's body, press his thumb against the panel, press P.
You place Rocco's thumb on the scanner. The button lights up. The elevator starts to ascend. Eventually, you reach the penthouse.
I'm not really sure if we shot him in the chest, he's just unconscious.
Well, he's unconscious and bleeding out. Do you want to administer first aid to Rocco? Is that what is happening here?
No, I'm just a little confused with the biology of this.
The door is open. You enter a spacious apartment all done up in chrome and white. Boss D is here enjoying a glass of wine with the mayor of Santa Marina.
The mayor, how could you?
Oh, donate to campaign.
All right, so we have Mayor, Boss D. What else is here?
Boss D is here enjoying a glass of wine with the mayor.
Confront the mayor.
Just discussing some totally legal campaign contributions. He nervously clutches a leather attaché case.
Can we grab the attaché case?
I don't think we have a warrant or anything here, Mike, but yeah. We do have a license to kill.
Well, no, the SWAT team's coming in, right? So like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, grab attaché case.
There's close to $1 million inside.
Nice. Speak to Boss D.
Oh, Officer Chang, such an unexpected surprise. I heard about what happened to your partner. I do hope he pulls through.
Wait for SWAT team?
There's not as much. There's not as much gunfire as I was expecting.
Yeah, this just feels like, oh, it's an awkward social engagement.
Everyone's just standing and looking at each other now.
Yeah. Talk to Mayor?
Just discussing some totally legal campaign contributions. Boss D draws a Smith & Wesson 38 special, shoots you dead, and escapes. Okay. The end. For text adventure players, you guys are awfully uncurious about what is all the items are.
I did say, like, take a look around, and you just told me about the mayor again.
Like, what I really like is when you start talking to people, you don't look at objects, you don't try to see what else is going on. You just start
around the room, and you were just like, the mayor's here, the boss is here, they're drinking wine.
Yes, the boss is here. Okay, just a little pro tip that you should have learned like 4 text adventures ago. When I start to list things that are here, you can inspect them. Yeah. Or you could just not. That's also something you do. It's fine. It's your game.
I have to
play it how you like.
In my head, we basically enter a totally white room that is 2 humans standing there, and then engagement goes down.
And then ignore 1 human, don't look at the other, but talk to it. And then die. That's
okay,
what you just
all right,
did.
Load save point 3.
You are in Little
saved.
Italy.
All right. Leave station. No, wait, we're not in Little Italy. We're in the station.
Sorry, that was number 2. Error. Reloading slot 3. You were at the police station.
The computer is so frustrated, it's losing saves.
I do.
User error. That was user error. Okay. You loaded the wrong thing.
Yes, of course.
You're at the police station. There's a Porsche 911 here.
Great. Get in Porsche 911, drive to Marina Beach, go to the tallest tower.
Armed security guards stop you as you enter, saying, private property.
Flash badge.
The guards let you pass. The man stationed at the front desk picks up a phone and makes a call. Guards are in the lobby. There is an elevator here.
Go to elevator.
The doors open and you see a very surprised Rocco Falcone. He mutters a colorful expression and reaches inside his jacket.
Shoot him.
You fire. Rocco gasps and clutches his chest, then falls. The door is closed behind you. You're in an elevator. There's a control panel here. Rocco's body is here.
Put his thumb against the fingerprint sensor.
You place Rocco's thumb on the scanner. The button lies up. The elevator starts to ascend. Eventually, you reach the penthouse. You enter a spacious apartment all done up in chrome and white. Boss D is here enjoying a glass of wine with the mayor of Santa Marina.
Inspect penthouse.
You enter a spacious apartment all done up in chrome and white. Boss D is here enjoying a glass of wine with the mayor of Santa Marina.
Look at Boss D.
He's a big man wearing sunglasses, too much cologne, and gold chains.
Look at the mayor.
He's nervously clutching a leather attaché case.
Look at wine.
Yeah, always keep an eye on Boss D.
It's wine.
Well, this is just frustrating because I didn't learn anything. It's like, oh, chains, good.
Great. Talk to Boss D.
Ah, Officer Chang, such an unexpected surprise. I heard about what happened to your partner. I do hope he pulls through.
Keep hand on gun and don't look away from Boss D while asking the mayor what he's doing here.
Mayor says, just discussing some totally legal campaign contributions. All right, you're a cop. You've caught these two guys in the act. You've got your gun out. They're sitting at a dinner table having a glass of wine.
Oh, I didn't know there was a table.
It was the first time.
I don't know. Okay, there's a glass of wine. There's chrome and white. There's probably a chrome and white table. It's irrelevant.
I thought they were standing. Standing in an empty void of nothingness, like they are in my head.
Just a big white and chrome room.
Yeah, it's like they've been rendered in AutoCAD as objects that just exist in this nothing. Meanwhile, Snellatron's got a clock that he's counting down on until he kills us.
showed them the badge, showed them the gun, told them they're under arrest.
Okay.
Why is this so hard?
I don't understand. Look around the room. Inspect penthouse.
Boss D is here. The mayor is here.
The glass of wine is here. The table yeah, you don't need to know about is here.
Boss D draws a Smith & Wesson 38 special, shoots you dead and escapes. The end.
No, God fucking damn it, no.
I hate this game.
No, no, I refuse. I do not accept that.
If only you knew what you could do if you had a premonition that the boss was carrying a gun, you know, maybe you could preempt his shooting you by doing something, but you would have to that.
No, I know.
Other than just looking at him and talking to him. Person with badge and gun who burst in on people.
Oh, God. Okay. So it's like, he's wearing gold chains, so now I can shoot him. But you're saying we have to, like, the magic word you need is that we need to frisk Boss D. That's what we need to do here. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe. That's a thing cops do. It could be.
Or tell him to drop his weapon or, like, to, you know, like, something like that. Okay. Put your hands up.
Can we, for the love of God, can we just load a macro that gets us right to opening those doors?
You enter a spacious apartment all done up in chrome and white. Boss D is here enjoying a glass of wine with the mayor of Santa Marina.
Okay, frisk Boss D.
You find a pearl-handled Smith & Wesson 38 special revolver and the stolen audio tape, which links him to your kidnapping. It's than enough evidence to put him away.
Great. Take evidence. Frisk the mayor.
You don't find anything incriminating on the mayor.
Take that attache case.
There's close to $1 million inside.
Handcuff Boss D. Oh, you don't like that, do you?
I don't know if we have handcuffs, but I guess we're police officers.
You knock Boss D down to his knees and read him his rights.
I feel like there's a little sleight of hand there.
I feel like we should do the same to the mayor, too.
The mayor excuses himself and turns to leave when the elevators open and a SWAT team barges in, guns drawn and barking orders. This is the SMPD! Everyone get down on the ground! Once the dust settles, matters go rather quickly. Boss D ends up turning witness for the prosecution, pleading down to a 20-year sentence and sending the mayor to jail.
Wow, what a snitch.
Slade recovers from his injuries and receives the Purple Heart and an award for exceptional performance. You're given the Meritorious Service Award and a promotion to lieutenant. Best of all, you get to see Jack Slade wearing his dress uniform at the medal ceremony. Oh. You never let him live it down. The end.
Yay! What was our score?
It better be 100.
Your score is...
We 95?
95.
Ah!
Yes, there what we was go. It? There's always the little thing. There's always some little thing.
No, you got everything except the last five is for finishing without saving.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow, we
okay,
did good.
Yeah, so then that's 100. That's perfect.
Yes, you got credit for playing the message on the answering machine, reading the newspaper, refusing the bribe, knocking out Rocco with a kettle, tipping the dancers, finding out Boss D's location from Cat Marco, getting the warehouse number from Rabbit, beating up Cutter, getting patched up by Georgia Gorge, Gregor drinking some coffee at the Pixel City Cafe, giving O'Brien the box of donuts, retrieving the audio tape from the evidence locker, freeing Jetta Chang, and then, as Jetta Chang, helping Knockout defeat the goons, saving Slade by getting him to the ambulance, getting your badge and gun from the chief, defeating Rocco Falcone, entering the penthouse suite, arresting Boss D. You could also have killed Boss D, and then you would have been at 90, because you're not supposed to kill him, you're supposed to arrest him.
Because how else could the mayor get put in prison?
Yeah, so here's the other ending that you didn't have is, well, there are a couple endings here. If you get the attaché case and leave, the ending is this how you thought you'd end up? Just another cop on the take? This is why the bad guys always win. The end. Oh. And that would have happened if you took the money at the end or if you took the money at the beginning. That would be the end of it, is that, oh, you're just another bad cop.
Oh, okay, interesting.
See?
If you had shot Boss D, the ending is the SWAT team enters to find you standing over Boss D's lifeless body. The case never goes to trial, and the mayor never goes to jail. Internal Affairs launches a formal investigation but can't find anything. Still, your career is finished. You're busted down to beat cop and spend your days writing parking tickets. And Slade, you see him around, but you don't talk. Yeah, you got vengeance. But did you get justice? The end.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I'd way rather take the bribe than that one.
But you got to the good ending after being shot a couple of times. Yeah, you just got to search the bad guy. You know he's got a gun. You got to search the bad guy so he doesn't shoot you.
Whoa.
You got it.
We got there. Thank you, Snellatron.
Danger Town beatdown. Baseball bat actually used.
I appreciate you putting in all the effort for the voices in this one in particular.
You got to do it. How could you not? He's a cop on the edge, Detective Jet Slade, and his partner, Jetta Chang.
That was a good moment.
I think it's a great twist. I think it's a great twist when he gets shot and suddenly you're his partner.
That was really nicely done, because there is so much that happens in that moment. It's like impossible to keep track of, because then there's like the, what is the name of that movie? Which that part is clearly based on, right? Where like the young girl is... It's the vigilante superhero. What is the name of that movie?
Kick-Ass.
That's it. Yeah. That's all happening. It's like, what is going on? Like, that's a really good moment in this game. I like that a lot.
Oh, I will say, it's funny. When you attack the goon, you spin kick him. You could, in the elevator, you can choose to shoot the guy or just
spin
punch
kick.
Or kick the guy and knock him out.
Oh.
And you guys shoot him every time. We've already established that she can punch and kick with the best of them, but you're like, nah, we got a gun, we're going to use it.
For the record, the reason I wasn't quick on the trigger finger when we went in the elevator is I was confused the first time, and I thought it was Boss D coming out of the elevator.
Oh, it's Rocco. He doesn't have a driver's license.
I got confused thinking that we'd gotten in the elevator and gone up to the top floor, and the doors open, and we came out. So that whole thing was very upsetting for the both of us.
I got you to the lobby, and you, Mike, basically said, oh, I go in the elevator and up to the penthouse. It's like, no, that's not how that works.
Well, I mean, we did get
I win the game. Did I do that too? I went in the elevator, went to the penthouse, won the game, right? We're done. Yay. Like, no, you got to enter the elevator.
Do you want to see what my map looks like?
I would love to see what your map looks like.
All right, let me.
My map is two pages of having given up on both pages. I was toward the end, I was just hoping I could keep it in short-term memory because I thought, like, we must be near the end here. I'm going to stop drawing and just sort of go with stuff. Oh, yours is so neat.
A lot of moving around in Notability to make this one work out.
Oh, this is your first time using a digital note taker.
And I'm so pleased I did, because it would have been a horror otherwise. I would have had to have ripped it up and started over and over and over again. So do you see I have like the whole area, and then each like building breaks out into a mini map of the buildings?
Yes, I see that. Okay, here is my garbage, right? And
wow.
Oh, Gray, this is a disaster. How did you keep up with the game?
I originally thought it was going to be much smaller, and I was confused at first because I thought the motorcycle thing was a linear set of places. I didn't realize it was like you could go anywhere. So then here is where I started over, but then also basically immediately gave up and was just going back and forth between the two of them, combined with just simply trying to remember what was in the previous stuff.
One of my favorite things about is to compare the inventory lists that I keep and you keep, because you have like a quarter of the items that I've written down.
Well, because the thing with the items is I like this is, I realize this is why I don't bother with the inventory list, because I just figure we grab everything. And so what matters is, where are the objects, like that we can retrieve them? And so that is really the only thing I care about. But I have to say, all of the people, there's so many people in this one
I wrote them all down.
It's like, oh, the people made it very hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah, that did make it more tricky. Oh, here's the real map. So we won't
map looks,
but if you do buy the book, nothing, you get to see the real map.
Yeah, this looks nothing like what I was imagining.
No. Well, thank you so much, Snellatron, as always, for dealing with us for a couple of hours.
Thank you so much to
Jared Sorensen for allowing us to use another Parsley Text Adventure for this.
This is another
wonderful world that Jared built. And thank you, Relay FM members, for contributing your money towards what we do here. We really, really appreciate it. And we hope, as always, that specials like this is just another reason why you love to be a Relay FM member. And we genuinely hope that you enjoyed this one.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Beep, boop.